See what great love the Father has given us, that we should be called God's children, and we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it didn't know Him. In 1 John, love is mentioned more than 40 times, and the Apostle John summarizes his teaching on this very important topic, love. Love starts and stops with God. He's the author of it. He created it out of His very own nature. God is love, and everything about Him speaks of love, and He desires that we share and experience this wonderful gift that He gave to all mankind. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Now, in last week's episode, we briefly discussed the assurance of God's love towards us and how He acts on our behalf as the Savior, Provider, and Justifier in delivering us from the most difficult of all circumstances. This week, we will talk about our love for Him and the proof that we really, in fact, do love Him as much as we say. Now, there are 6 tests within 1 John that shows proof of one's love of God. This week, we're going to cover 1. Now, the first test is experience of God's incredible love. There's no greater feeling in the world, nor is there a greater subject to talk about than that of the love of God. Why? Because it means He loves us, and He's not far off in outer space, as some may try to make it seem. He's right near us this very moment. His presence never leaves us. Also, He is not hovering over us, looking down, waiting on us to make a mistake in order to punish us. No, He's not that kind of God. He's the one who cares and looks after us. He helps us through all trials of life. He will save us from sin, evil, and corruption, and will provide a way for us to be delivered from the coming judgment of His holy wrath in sin. Now, with that, it's also important to note that we can look at all the terrible things that a person could go through if he doesn't have the love of God. Everything he faces, he will face them alone, because he doesn't believe, nor does he want the help of God. He's his own man who believes that he has the power to deliver himself from any evil. But the great privilege of knowing that we are children of God is that knowing that first and foremost, we are no longer enemies with him. We've all been adopted into his royal family. And it's through his love that has given us this privilege to be called as such, children of God. Now, while we were sinners, we were in fact enemies of God, facing His wrath. But all that changed the day when we accepted His free gift of grace, His Son, Jesus Christ. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Now, here's a funny thing to note as well. The world does not understand the believer. They think that we're off our rockers by believing in what they will call fairy tale stories. They mock, ridicule, abuse, and reject the believer just like they did Jesus Christ. They cannot understand why we will put ourselves through unnecessary pain of rejection by believing in something we cannot see. They cannot understand why as believers we go to church and talk so much about God. The world can't understand this because they do not understand Jesus Christ, for they have not received His love in their hearts. They have refused to accept the truth of the light and His love, and they are unwilling to give themselves up to carrying out the gospel to the world. To them, this is a waste of time. But just think about this. What if the world were to suddenly end right now, this very moment that I'm doing this broadcast? What would those who oppose Him do at the sight of Him? Would they continue to harden their hearts towards Him? Or would they suddenly come to Him and confess Him as their Lord and Savior? Would they do as the Bible says and bow their heads and their knees and confess with their mouth that He is Lord and Savior? That's something to think about. But there's a great hope amongst all believers that at the return of Christ, that we will all be transformed into His likeness, just as the Bible promises. When He appears, the believer is to be made just like Christ, of the great love that He had for us. This means that the person would take on the very character of Christ. There is the motivation of God's pure love. God wants us to experience this just as He promised it, something that is pure, holy, and righteous, just like He is. He is love, and His very nature is love. And once we've experienced that, then nothing else in this world matters. We must continue to seek to be pure, just as Jesus Christ is pure. Now, this is the test, the proof that we love God. Do we understand His incredible love? And are we stirred up to live pure lives because of His love for us? Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Remember, you are a child of God that is loved dearly by Him, and He wants nothing more than to give you all the blessings that He has in store for you. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. One love, 5 minutes.